This is unit 13 of Pimsleur's Swedish.
Lyssna på det här telefonsamtalet.
Listen to this telephone conversation. Tomas is calling Margit, who will mention a friend named Anders. You'll also hear Margit say,
Tyvärr,
which means unfortunately or unfortunately not.
Lyssna.
Listen.
Hej, jag skulle vilja tala med Margit, tack.
Det är Margit. Är det du, Tomas? Hur är det med dig?
Bra, tack. Du, Margit, vill du äta middag med mig ikväll?
Tyvärr, jag ska äta middag med Anders ikväll. Men vill du ta ett glas vin med mig senare?
Ja, det vill jag gärna. När?
9:00, hos mig.
Ja, det går bra. 9:00 hos dig. Lyssna på samtalet en gång till. Hej, jag skulle vilja tala med Margit, tack.
Det är Margit. Är det du, Tomas? Hur är det med dig?
Bra, tack. Du, Margit, vill du äta middag med mig ikväll?
Tyvärr, jag ska äta middag med Anders ikväll. Men vill du ta ett glas vin med mig senare?
Ja, det vill jag gärna. När?
9:00. Hos mig?
Ja, det går bra. 9:00 hos dig.
Now you're talking to an acquaintance. Ask what time it is.
Vad är klockan?
Ask if it's 10:00.
Är 10:00?
How does she say that it's 11:00?
Klockan är 11:00. 11:00.
Now say, no, it's 12:00.
Nej, 12:00. 12:00.
Say 1 krona and $2.
1 krona och $2.
Referring to a particular item, how does she ask how much it costs?
Hur mycket kostar det? Hur mycket kostar det?
Say 12 or 13 kronor.
12 eller 13 kronor. 13 kronor.
She says, that's too much.
Det är för mycket. Det är för mycket.
How would she ask, do you want to eat dinner with me?
Vill du äta middag med mig?
Ask, when, today?
När? Idag?
Or tomorrow?
Eller imorgon?
She answers, this evening.
Ikväll.
Naming a mutual acquaintance, try to say emphatically, this evening, I'm going to eat dinner with Clara.
Clara. Ikväll ska jag äta middag med Clara. Clara. Ikväll ska jag äta middag med Clara.
She asks, tomorrow evening then?
Imorgon kväll då?
Ask when?
När?
She says, at 6:00 or at 7:00.
6 eller 7? 7.
Say, okay, at 7:00 tomorrow evening.
Okay, 7 imorgon kväll.
When you arrive at the restaurant, the waiter greets you by saying, good evening.
Lyssna och upprepa. God kväll. Kväll. God. God kväll.
Say in return, good evening.
God kväll.
The waiter asks if you want something to drink. Say, not now. I don't want to have anything to drink now.
Inte nu. Jag vill inte ha några att dricka nu.
Soon your friend arrives. She says, hi, how is it with you?
Hey, hur är det med dig?
Answer her, just fine, thank you.
Bara bra, tack.
Now she's going to ask you how much Swedish money you have. First, Swedish money.
Lyssna och upprepa.
Svenska pengar. Pengar. Svenska pengar.
Which word means money?
Pengar.
Say one more time. Swedish money.
Svenska pengar.
Try to ask, how much Swedish money?
Hur mycket svenska pengar? Hur mycket svenska pengar?
Now here's, do you have or have you?
Lyssna och upprepa.
Har du? Har. Har du?
How would she ask, how much Swedish money do you have?
Hur mycket svenska pengar har du? Pengar. Hur mycket svenska pengar har du?
Try to say, I have.
Jag har. Jag har.
And how did you say, I'm going to have?
Jag ska ha. Ha.
Now repeat after the speaker. I have, I'm going to have.
Jag har, jag ska ha. Har, ha.
Say one more time, I have.
Jag har.
Here's the Swedish number 14.
Lyssna och upprepa. 14. 14.
Say, I have 14 kronor.
Jag har 14 kronor. 14 kronor.
How does she ask again, how much Swedish money you have?
Hur mycket svenska pengar har du?
Say, just 14 kronor, or only 14 kronor.
Bara 14 kronor. 14.
But I have a credit card.
Lyssna och upprepa. Men jag har ett kreditkort. Kreditkort. Kort. Kredit. Kreditkort. Kreditkort.
Notice you're saying literally, I have credit card. Say that you have a credit card.
Jag har kreditkort.
Say one more time. I have only 14 kronor.
Jag har bara 14 kronor.
But I also have a credit card. Literally, but I have also credit card.
Men jag har också kreditkort. Jag har också. Jag har också kreditkort.
The Swedish word for dollars is
dollar.
Being careful of your pronunciation, try to say, and I have dollars.
Och jag har dollar. Dollar. Jag har dollar.
I have $15.
Lyssna och upprepa. Jag har $15. 15. $15.
But you can't use dollars in Sweden. Ask her how much Swedish money she has.
Hur mycket svenska pengar har du? Pengar.
She says, I don't know, 1 krona or 2 kronor.
Jag vet inte, 1 krona eller 2 kronor.
Eleven, 12 or 13 kronor.
Elva, 12 eller 13 kronor. Tretton.
Now she checks. She says, I have 14 kronor.
Jag har 14 kronor. 14.
She recounts and says, no, 15.
Nej, 15. 15.
I have also a credit card.
Jag har också kreditkort.
Say the number 15.
15. 15.
What's the Swedish word for 6?
6.
Now try to say 16.
16. 16. 16.
How would she ask? Do you have 16 kronor?
Har du 16 kronor? 16 kronor.
15 or 16 kronor?
15 eller 16 kronor?
Tell her, no, I have $15.
Nej, jag har $15.
But only 13 kronor.
Men bara 13 kronor.
And I have a credit card.
Och jag har kreditkort.
I have 13 kronor, $15.
Jag har 13 kronor, $15.
And a credit card.
Och kreditkort.
Now you're in a cafeteria. The person behind the counter greets you by saying, good evening.
God kväll. God kväll.
Try to ask, how much does a sandwich cost?
Hur mycket kostar en smörgås? Hur mycket kostar en smörgås?
When you reach the cashier, she says, 14 kronor, please. Literally, 14 kronor, thanks.
14 kronor, tack.
As you hand it to her, you say, here you are. First, just listen.
Varsågod. Varsågod.
This means, be so good. It has the sense of, be so good as to accept this from me. Now repeat after the speaker, part by part.
God. Varsågod. Varsågod. Varsågod.
Notice how the words run together. Say one more time, here you are.
Varsågod.
What's the word for here, as in King Street is here?
Här. Här.
Using this word, try to say, here are 14 kronor.
Här är 14 kronor. Här är 14 kronor.
Handing the cashier some money, you say, here you are. Here are 14 kronor.
Varsågod. Här är 14 kronor. Varsågod. Här är 14 kronor.
Once again, how might a waiter greet you in the evening?
God kväll. God kväll.
Suppose you're in a shop, meaning the cost of several items. Ask how much that will be.
Hur mycket blir det?
The sales clerk says, that will be...
Det blir...
That will be 13 kronor.
Det blir 13 kronor.
How would you tell her that that's too much?
Det är för mycket. Det är för mycket.
Referring to one of the items, she says, it costs 11 kronor.
Det kostar 11 kronor.
It costs 15 kronor.
Det kostar 15 kronor.
10 kronor.
10 kronor.
16 kronor.
16 kronor.
That will be 16 kronor.
Det blir 16 kronor.
Ask how much? 16?
Hur mycket? 16?
That's too much.
Det är för mycket.
Try to say, I don't have 16 kronor.
Jag har inte 16 kronor. Jag har inte 16 kronor.
Say, I have only 7 kronor.
Jag har bara 7 kronor.
And I have dollars.
Och jag har dollar.
But she can't accept dollars, so she asks, do you have a credit card?
Har du kreditkort? Har du kreditkort?
You do. As you hand it to her, say, here you are.
Varsågod. Varsågod.
But 16 kronor is too small an amount to put on a credit card, and you find that you have more kronor than you thought. Say, here you are. Here's 16 kronor.
Varsågod, här är 16 kronor.
Suppose you're meeting a friend at a cafe. The waitress greets you by saying, good evening.
God kväll. God kväll.
Ask your friend if she wants to take a cup of coffee with you.
Vill du ta en kopp kaffe med mig?
She says, yes, gladly.
Ja, gärna. Gärna.
Ask, do you want to have a sandwich too?
Vill du ha en smörgås också?
She says, no thanks.
Nej, tack.
I don't want to have anything to eat.
Jag vill inte ha något att äta. Jag vill inte ha något att äta.
The woman behind the counter asks, a cup of coffee?
En kopp kaffe?
You're buying for both of you, so you say, no, two please.
Nej, två tack. Nej, två tack.
She gives you the coffees, saying, here you are.
Varsågod. Varsågod.
Now she says, that will be 16 kronor.
Det blir 16 kronor.
You don't have that much cash, so you tell your friend, I don't have 16 kronor.
Jag har inte 16 kronor.
How would she ask, how much Swedish money do you have?
Hur mycket svenska pengar har du?
Tell her, I have only 12 kronor.
Jag har bara 12 kronor.
Ask her if she has 4 kronor.
Har du 4 kronor? Har du 4 kronor?
She tells you, yes, here you are.
Ja, varsågod. Varsågod.
She gives you some extra. Tell her, that's too much.
Det är för mycket.
Another day, you're in a restaurant again. You're going to speak with the waitress. First, listen.
God kväll. Vad vill du ha att dricka?
Tell her that you'd like to have a cup of coffee and a piece of cake.
Jag skulle vilja ha en kopp kaffe och en tårtbit.
After a few minutes, she brings them and says,
Varsågod.
Ask her how much it will be.
Hur mycket blir det? Hur mycket blir det?
70 kronor.
Tell her, I'm sorry, but I don't understand.
Jag är ledsen, men jag förstår inte.
So she writes down the number, 70, meaning that the total is 70 kronor. Say emphatically, now I understand. Thanks.
Nu förstår jag. Tack. Nu förstår jag. Tack.
But suddenly you realize that you're almost out of Swedish currency. Tell her, I don't have so much Swedish money.
Jag har inte så mycket svenska pengar.
Only one krona.
Bara en krona.
But I have a credit card. Does that work well?
Men jag har kreditkort. Går det bra?
Ja, det går bra.
What do you say as you hand it to her?
Varsågod.
The reading lesson for this unit follows.